Hi, Marty Lurie here. Giants baseball coming up from Arizona, and we're joined by the manager of the Giants. That's Bruce Brochi. Bruce, it's our first chance to talk. Anything new with you?
No, all good, all good. Getting this club ready. The last couple of days have been a little tough, dealing with the elements, but, hey, it's part of the game, and, we may have to deal with it early in April or hopefully at the end of the season, but all good with me. I made this call a few days ago, and I'm good with it. I think it's time. I kept it simple and just said I felt, my gut told me that. So I'm in a good place, and I can tell you this. I really want to get this club back on track and find a way to get back to the postseason.
Yeah, I went out for lunch that day, and that was the day I think you said something about your future.
Yeah. I talked to the club, and I just told them what my plan was, but that was not the gist of the meeting. I just want to let them know this would be my last talk, spring training talk with them. But I talked to Larry Bear about this and Brian Sabian, and again, sometimes you feel like it's time, and it's been one heck of a run. I got so much to be appreciative of. The success we've had here, but the city, the fans, everything. I'm lucky. I'm blessed. And for 25 straight years, I'm going to step back and take a break. But at the same time, I'm going to savor this like I've never savored anything. And it's an emotional day for me, but that's behind me now. Now we're all focused on getting ready for the season.
What did you think of the reaction, not just the – I'm going to talk about the ball club in a minute because I've talked to a number of the players, but just the nationwide reaction to your announcement and how they reacted to you?
Very humbling. I'm not going to lie. I mean, my phone, I'm still catching up, with messages, just some unbelievable calls and messages from people. I was trying to low-key this whole deal. And the only reason I brought it up now is because it was becoming such a topic. And I felt like I wasn't being honest with everybody. And, I didn't feel good about that. And you know what? The speculation, to deal with that all year, and Farhan and Larry Wood had to deal with it. Even that, players were going to get asked. I said, let's put it behind it so we can just focus, have no distractions. And I'm glad I did. I'm not going to lie, first couple of days, my plate was pretty full, but I'm good now.
Well, I'll go to the player reaction because we've talked to the players, and it's incredible how they've bonded together around the decision. It's almost like, let's win one for the Gipper. It's really interesting because these are professional athletes, which you were as well, but they're really behind it of making this special for you.
Well, I mean, I certainly appreciate that, and that's, that wasn't the reason or anything, but, to hear things like that, it's humbling, it means a lot to me, but we're going to do all we can. I just told the guys, I want to look back and say I manage a club that, that wasn't afraid to dream big, and they knew what they wanted to accomplish. And they played their guts out doing it. And so hopefully that's going to be the case.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. I am. I'm looking forward to the season. All right, let's talk a little ball about the ball club. A lot of injuries from last year, but, I go through the camp and talk to everybody. Everyone's smiling. That's usually a very good sign when players are smiling, especially guys who've been hurt.
It is. It's good to see their teeth, as we say. No question. That became a big issue last year, and it just got to the point where we couldn't overcome the number of injuries. You can usually, get around one or two, but the amount of injuries we had to deal, especially with the core players, it just caught up with us. Because I really felt we made a lot of progress from the year before, and we were hanging in there, but then, the very end is what made it look bad. Yeah. We were just depleted, and we think we lost 20 out of 25. And so that kind of put a bad taste. But up until that point, we weren't that far out of it. But injuries are part of it. We've increased our depth. I like some of these guys we've gotten in here. And And so I look forward to seeing, you know, these guys healthy and our new guys.
Yeah, a couple of Posey's one. I'll go to Samardzija and Melanson if you could just comment. Give me a take on those, as Mad Dog would say. Give me something on them.
Yeah, Buster, he's doing great. He's doing great. He's not going to play until around March 1st. So hopefully nobody looks at that and go, oh, he's had a setback. This was the plan. Okay. Yeah, he just caught a bullpen today. He caught a live BP. Now, I take that back, and it's cold out there, but he wanted to get – I owe you $20. You're right. Yeah. That's a long story, Marty. I'll fill you in later. But anyway, I'm happy where he's at. I think he's excited about where he's at. And so March 1st is his scheduled debut. Jeff Samardzija just threw live BP today, batting practice, and he looked great. He's letting it go. I like where he's at with his arm slot, and he's throwing pain-free, so that's a great sign.
Melanson?
Mark feels great. He really does. It's his best his arm's felt, so he's excited about where he's at.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, you just get – I want the games to start, you know, and then when the games start, you want the season to start. There's a rhythm to spring training.
There is. You know, it goes in stages, and right now we're ready for the games to start. But you're right. A week from now, you'll say, get the season started. But you know what? We need some time. We have some difficult calls here, and so we need to really get a good look at these guys and a good evaluation. And we got some work to do. You know, we got some things we want to get better at, these little things, especially – our bunting side or base running got a little better, but there's room for improvement there. We played a lot of close games, so we're really going to bear down. And we think we always do, but we plan on going overboard on the fundamentals.
Oh, very good. Well, has the next gen trickled down to you yet, the next generation, as Larry Bear calls it?
Yeah. You know what? It's all about collaboration. I'm good with this. And, Farhan's been great. He really has. I've enjoyed my time with him. And, you know, he kind of takes that in a little different way because he said, wait a minute, I'm not the next gen. I've been doing this for 15 years. So, you know, he's kind of the old school of the new gen, I guess. And but no, we spent a lot of time together here this spring and have, again, enjoyed my time learning from him, his thinking, and hopefully we're going to help each other and to get where we want to go.
You know, you've talked about your career and learning walk-off home run against Nolan Ryan and a number of big home runs you hit off lefties. What was your launch angle like?
Well, back then we called it lift. Okay. So, but I tried to lift the ball. I was changed. When I went to New York, and Davey Johnson was a roving hitting coach before he came back as a manager. But we put a little more lift in my swing, got me on the plate. When I came out with Houston, we had to hit down on the ball and go the other way. And
Harry
the Hat Walker. It was called pop and glide. Long story short, that's because of how big the Astrodome was. They didn't want you hitting fly balls, and it just was not a park conducive to hitting home runs. And anyway, it changed, and I wasn't a good hitter, but at least I became a threat, and I could help help the team with the occasional home run, and that's what kept me in the game.
A home run hitter kept him in the game. I never knew that. Very good. I never knew that about you. Well, you hit the home run off Nolan Ryan, extra innings, and Nolan Ryan wasn't thrilled about that, right?
Well, we played together, and he made a mistake. He came down and in on me. I'm sure he didn't want to throw the ball, but, today's game, he probably wouldn't have been out there. I think he had about 150 pitches in the ninth inning, so he had slowed down to about 97, but he threw it in my wheelhouse. But the funny thing is, a couple days later, we're still playing him, and he's taking a bullpen. I happen to be shagging right by the bullpen where he was throwing. He says, "Hey, Boach, I got something for you next time I see you." And he dropped down sidearm and he threw it right where my head would have been, about 100 miles an hour. So anyway, I didn't think I'd play next time because we had a left-hand hitting catcher, Terry Kennedy. And I played, and I still remember asking Terry, Dick Williams, how come you always play me against Dick Williams? He said, "Well, I don't get my everyday catcher hurt."
Against Nolan.
Nolan.
You know, one last thought, and I always appreciate the time with you, and we'll cut it down right now. But Harry the Hat Walker, Ken Forsch told me he had him choke up so much that he hurt his ribs when he swung the bat. The bat went into his ribs. That was Harry the Hat.
Yeah, really big contact guy again, and, he had to think the other way, and, it wasn't about power with him, and, you played the game of baseball. You had to move the guys over, hit and run, all those little things. We had to scratch and claw to get runs, and that's how they taught hitting there, because that was the way we won ball games, because we didn't have a lot of power in the club.
Yeah, they called him Harry the Hat because when he played, when he came up to the plate, now he was bald, so they figured, well, he just wore a hat all the time, right? No, because when he played, he would take his hat off every time he came up to the plate, and he had a full head of hair, and he put his hand through his hair and smooth out his hair, then put his hat on. That's how he became Harry the Hat Walker.
You know what? You learn something every day, Marty. So, thank you. I know what a great historian you are in this game. So, I knew the man, and I didn't know that. So, that's good to know.
All right. Great to see you, as always. I appreciate the time.
All right, Marty. Good to see you. You look nice and warm, bundled up here.
That's another $20. That's $40. Now, the deal is, if you say the weather, it's cold, you owe someone $20, so you owe me $40. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, you got me on my own roll.
Yeah,
all right,
good. And he's got the money to pay me. All right, more coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.